With US President Donald Trump's announcement just a few days ago confirming America will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, an agreement originally adopted by the US under the Obama administration back in 2015, the future of the globe's commitment to a greener future is at stake. But what in the world could this potentially mean for our furry friends here down under? Joining me now is koala expert, Associate Professor Matthew Kraunter from the University of Sydney's School of Life and Environmental Sciences to find out more. Matthew, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Now, President Trump announced on Thursday that the US will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord, a global agreement to lower greenhouse gas emissions and minimise harm from climate change. What impact exactly will this have for our furry friends here in Australia?
Well, it depends on what he ends up doing. Now, withdrawing from the agreement is, you could see, is not a good thing because, again, it's global climate change, not American climate change. It's the world climate change. So really, any effects that the US has, who is one of the major industrial powers, would have a significant effect on the Earth's climate. How would that affect koalas? Well, koalas could be affected in a number of different ways. One is that they, you know, it's getting hotter. And when it gets really hot, the koalas can't find shelter, and they can't get water, and they end up dying. The other thing is it affects the distribution of their food, and it can affect the carbon-nitrogen ratios in their food. Hence, they might not be able to get enough nutrients compared to the toxins that they have to deal with. So those three effects could be caused if we don't actually take climate change seriously, and the US pulling out of the Paris Agreement could contribute to that.
Now, see, there's a lot that we've put up so far with Donald Trump. He can mess with a few things, but mess with the koalas, and I think that that's a step too far, in my opinion. I'm so surprised to learn that it could change the composition of the food that they eat in terms of the toxicity that they have to ingest in order to get nutrients. That is concerning, because don't koalas eat for an obscene amount of their life? They spend most of their life eating just to get nutrients?
Well, koalas have this really, really difficult diet, you could say. The eucalyptus leaves, if you look at them, they're hard. They're full of these toxins, some called tannins, some called FPCs, and they're very, terpenes is another chemical. Now, they're very good at dealing with these chemicals because they've got this long cecum and they've got this microflora that they can deal with this. But the problem is it's got to be worth it, i.e. you've got to get enough nitrogen, i.e. the protein content out of the leaf, so you can actually live and grow and reproduce. Now, if it's not worth that, it's not worth eating. So what happens with climate change is carbon dioxide levels can affect what we call the carbon-nitrogen ratio. So more toxins and less nutrients. So it becomes less palatable for koalas to eat. That could be a major problem.
Yeah, that's a huge problem and terrifying to think that it is a prospect. Now, we have heard that the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital has been hosting its second National Koala Conference since Friday. It's due to wrap up today. Are you still at the conference? What's been happening there?
Yes, we're still at the conference. This is the final day. It's been an exciting 3 days of talks. Again, there's a lot of problems with koalas, and climate change is a major problem, especially where I work on the livable plains near Gunnedah. Koalas are dropping mainly because it's getting too hot out there, and they basically can't get enough water, and they die and lie at the base of trees. But again, koalas are suffering all over the place. On the coast, there's roads and dogs. Down south in Victoria, there's overpopulation in areas. So, again, we've got to pay attention because one of our iconic species. And yes, there's still a lot of problems going on.
They are such an iconic species. They are such an iconic part of Australiana. Now, for anyone out there listening, just before I let you go, because we are going to have to wrap it up, unfortunately, what do we do to ensure that native koalas are still climbing trees for years to come? How do we combat this kind of threat of climate change?
Well, it's a global problem, so that makes it difficult. But again, it doesn't mean that we don't do everything. We've got to remain committed to these goals. We've got to, not only do we have to politically rally, but we also have to do our part. We have to try and become less reliant on pollutant technologies. And again, everything from what you do in your individual home, are you? Why take a car when you can walk? Why use power when you don't have to? When there's renewables, why don't you use them? So, again, they say, you know, think locally, act globally. That's what we've got to do with all our use of power. So hopefully, again, the US will come to its senses. Well, I don't think the US do have that sense, but certain powers that don't. So hopefully they will, and hopefully we can sort of mitigate, because it's not just the koalas. There's a lot of problems in the world that would occur if we don't try and mitigate against this global warming.
Matthew, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That was Associate Professor Matthew Crowther there from the University of Sydney School of Life and Environmental Sciences, speaking to us about our friendly Aussie marsupials that we need to save. Oh my goodness, as I said there, Donald Trump has done a lot of shady things since he's become president. He's crossed a lot of lines, but this is it. This is the foot down for me. Do not mess with our koalas. Do not mess with our beautiful, cute, cuddly little koalas. If you're going to jeopardize the world tackling climate change and it's going to affect such a beautiful creature, then that is definitely where I'm putting my foot down. I've put the foot down a few times with Donald Trump. The foot has been down for a long time, but I'm going to slam it down once more.